Now the news. I'm Do Hong-yu. Dutch police have detained a man after he left a nightclub where hostages had been held Saturday. Earlier, three young hostages left the building in the central town of Ada. A fourth person was released shortly before the suspect was arrested. Some 150 nearby homes were evacuated as a precautionary measure. It was not clear what the motive was for the hostage taking. Police said earlier that so far there's no indication of a terrorist motive. A United Nations vehicle has reportedly been hit in southern Lebanon by a drone strike. Lebanese media reports say a drone struck a military vehicle belonging to the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. The attack wounded a number of UN peacekeepers and a Lebanese national. The UN peacekeeping mission said it's still investigating the origin of the blast. The Israeli military denied involvement in the incident. China and five Central Asian countries have launched the Secretariat in Xi'an for their cooperation mechanism, which was initiated 4 years ago. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his counterparts from Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan sent their congratulatory letters. Wang said the establishment of the Secretariat signifies that the consensus reached by the heads of state of China and Central Asian countries has been implemented. He said it also demonstrates to the international community the firm determination of the six countries to work together for development and cooperation. Foreign ministers of the five Central Asian countries say they will fully support the Secretariat's work. Japan's health ministry and officials from Osaka have inspected a Kobayashi pharmaceutical factory over health issues caused by its red yeast rice supplements. The products have been linked to 5 deaths and over 100 hospitalizations, with nearly 700 others seeking medical advice or planning to do so. The company has issued a public apology. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
Executives from Kobayashi have apologized, but say they cannot provide details on how long its products have been tainted and how many people have been affected around the world. It comes a week after the company first sounded the alarm about the potential health risks linked to its benikoji, or red yeast rice supplements. It suspects an unknown substance derived from mold may have caused the problems. The company has voluntarily recalled at least 3 products, including 300,000 packages of benikoji supplements.
India has ordered the mandatory declaration of the stock position of wheat on a weekly basis from April. It's asked traders, wholesalers, retailers, and processors across the country to make the declaration on every Friday. The Indian government has already issued a similar order for rice. It said the move aims to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. 3 heavy-lift floating cranes have arrived in Baltimore Harbor to begin clearing crumpled girders from a collapsed bridge taken down by a container ship. A 4th crane barge will arrive next week. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a daunting task of rebuilding the wrecked bridge lies ahead.
One of the cranes is called the Chesapeake 1000, and it can lift about 1,000 tons. But the big part, and one of the challenges, is that the key bridge, which sits on top of the vessel right now, that weight is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons.
State and federal authorities are focusing on clearing the busy port and rebuilding the bridge. A massive container ship that had lost power plowed into a support column of the bridge early on Tuesday, toppling the structure and leaving 6 workers presumed dead. Divers have recovered 2 bodies of the missing construction workers who were repairing the bridge at the time of the collision. The remaining 4 are believed to be trapped beneath the water. China has begun to upgrade a large scientific facility for probing the structure of the microscopic world. The China Spallation Neutron Source is dubbed as a supermicroscope. It's the nation's first research facility providing the most intense pulsed neutron beams for scientific research. Construction of the second phase of the facility started in Dongguan City on Saturday. And that's the news. I'm Do Hong-yu.